to win a statewide campaign in Arizona is to win a race to the middle. For years, independent voters have held the key to victory here in the Grand Canyon State. As KJZZ's Ben Giles reports, it's those voters who will once again hold the key to victory in a consequential U.S. Senate race.
In November, either Mark Kelly or Blake Masters will win a six-year term in Washington. Also possibly at stake, control of the U.S. Senate, which is now evenly divided, 50-50, between Republicans and Democrats. To that end, both candidates have spent the campaign painting each other as radical, dangerous, and out of touch with Arizona, anything but independent. For his part, Kelly holds a sizable fundraising advantage and has let his money do the talking. He's spent big on ads highlighting Masters' past comments on the military, Social Security, and most of all, abortion.
Blake Masters has made his dangerous ideas on abortion easy to understand.
I think Roe v. Wade was wrong. I think it's always been wrong. It's a religious sacrifice to these people. I think it's demonic.
At their lone debate, Kelly repeatedly attacked Masters for supporting a national abortion ban.
I think we all know guys like this. You know, guys that think they know better than everyone about everything. You know, you think you know better than women and doctors about abortion.
On the campaign trail, Masters still says he's proud to be pro-life.
I'm saying the same stuff I said in the primary.
In part, that's true. Masters has stuck to a consistent message that President Biden and Kelly have made life worse for Arizonans. But in an effort to appeal to Arizona's independent voters, he has in fact softened his previous hardline stances on abortion. Shortly after winning the GOP primary, NBC News reported that Masters scrubbed his campaign website of certain pro-life statements, including his support for a federal personhood law, an effort to eliminate most or all abortions. It's a clear sign of the impact of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as a sign that in Arizona, races are best won by appealing to the middle. At a September campaign rally in South Phoenix, Masters insisted that Kelly is the one who's radical on abortion.
I believe that there need to be limits on abortion. I really do. You can debate where the limits are. I think people, you know, disagree about this.
More recently, Masters has supported a 15-week ban, both nationally and in Arizona, by a law passed earlier this year. Masters also made an effort to nudge Kelly from the middle by tying him to a president with poor approval ratings, Joe Biden.
And Mark Kelly, of course, he signs on to every spending bill that Joe Biden puts in front of him. They printed trillions and trillions of dollars, and when they do that, they're just stealing from you. It just makes the dollars in your wallet less and less valuable, and they're stealing from our future generations as well.
In 2020, it was easy for Kelly, a first-time candidate, to run as less of a Democrat and more of an independent. Now Kelly must defend himself against skyrocketing inflation, a struggling economy, and a voting record that by some measures aligns most closely with his own party, a record Masters leapt on during the debate.
2 years ago, Mark Kelly stood right there, and he promised to be independent, but he broke that promise.
While he attacks back against Masters on the airways, Kelly uses his campaign events to tout his accomplishments, like votes for the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act.
You know, I make decisions in Washington based on what's in the best interests of our state.
Kelly also highlights the southern border as an issue where he stood up to Biden and his fellow Democrats. During the debate, Kelly alluded to his opposition to Biden's plans to lift Title 42, a protocol that's kept tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers from entering the U.S.
You know, when the president decided he was going to do something dumb on this and change the rules, you know, that would create a bigger crisis, you know, I told him he was wrong.
Whether voters view Kelly or Masters as independent enough may decide who wins the race. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, this story is part of an ongoing series of stories about the issues and candidates on your ballot you may be voting on right now. There is more at voterguide.kjzz.org.